Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So sorry about that, folks. So sorry. I actually seen something where it was, somebody said they reported something, but I'm not seeing it on the radio, so I don't know what it was, whether it was a mistake or what happened there. Let's get started with our birthdays. And sounds like I have a birthday hiccup. It's like, might need to take a drink. Hang on just a minute, folks. Let me take a drink. All right. Sky Monto Joe. Mono Joe. Happy birthday to Miss Sky. Then we have Stephanie Barry, happy birthday to you. And then this is a rest in peace birthday, Miss Michelle, Aunt Amanda Michelle. Then we have another favorite of mine, my cousin, Miss Sharon Roberts. Happy birthday to you, Miss Sharon. And then we've got Herwana, R-E-Z-A-D-I-N-A-T-A. Can't even say your name. And then another favorite special birthday to me is Jimmy D. Lawson, which is actually Jack Smith at the moment on Facebook because his account has been suspended until after the election and things. And then we've got Harv Goen. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Harv. And then Ethan Gay. Happy birthday to you, Ethan. Greg Bernard Reed, happy birthday to you. Jimmy D. Lawson says he'll be back after the election. Facebook is the belly of the beast. And Ethan Gay, that is all of my Facebook friends and family birthday. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Polo. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
No, and I looked. I don't have any today.
The weather, it's a beautiful first day of November. I'll do the 30 days of thankfulness. and the very first day of November is 83 degrees and sunny. Pioneer Paula.
85 and sunny. We hit another record. It is hot outside. But I'm glad because 3 years ago it was cold and rainy and yucky. And, yeah, I'll take this in November. All the way up till Christmas.
Oh, absolutely, Paula. Absolutely. Let's see. Well, I am not seeing that. I don't know why I keep getting a notification of that. That's about to drive me out of my mind. That somebody reported something in the Gatewood Legacy page. I don't know if it's the like page or the... Christopher Peacock has a post in Gatewood's Legacy that needs a review. I don't see that.
Yeah. Well, I saw it, and it was all foreign. I didn't understand it. It was like foreign writing or something. Yeah, and it was just like three words or something. I didn't understand any of it.
Was it in the Legacy or the radio? The Legacy, wasn't it? Oh, and as a matter of fact, it was in the like group. I mean, not the like group. In the group page, I think. Group page. I think it's worth saying it's that. But, I mean, I'm not seeing it.
Let me see if I can see the notification again.
And Janelle Wallace wants to see.
Christopher Peacock has a post in the Legacy that needs review. Is what mine is.
It says what now, Paula?
Well, wait a minute. It's not doing nothing now. Christopher Peacock has a post in Gatewood's Legacy that needs review. But now,
yeah,
ain't nothing coming. So I don't
nothing's
know.
Nothing's showing up.
Nothing's showing up now,
yeah.
But the other time it showed up and it was like three words and I didn't understand any of it. Like,
well,
it
maybe he's been.
Or
yeah, maybe he's been blocked or spam and somebody or something and Facebook shut him down.
Yeah, because it's blank now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like you. I got a notification, but I don't see a damn thing.
Well, when I did, I didn't understand it, you know. Maybe it's this new language people are speaking now. I don't know.
Oh, my. I know. I mean, my goodness. I'm like you, Paula. Good luck, young people.
Really?
You know, good luck. I've actually been vinyling all day. I've been vinyling. I have. I just quit there a few minutes ago and still got some more vinyl to cut, but I'll post some pictures here in a little bit. As far as any of the world stuff, man, I don't know of anything. I haven't actually seen shit.
No, I've been
what is it, seven days. Oh, it's been a perfect day to be outside. You know, why not?
7 days today, it'll all be over.
Yeah, 7 more days. Thank God. let's see. The Coach Incorporated post steady sales growth and rising profitable. Well, it's not me that's buying those Coach pocketbooks. I don't own a Coach pocketbook. There is no way in fuck I'm giving you. There is, I mean, in like 2016, right now the revenue is $1.4 billion with them pocketbooks. A net income of $117 million is their revenue. I was like, man, I mean, who is buying those pocketbooks?
Really, idiots?
I mean, who can afford those pocketbooks? Where are you all working at?
Congress.
It's something, Paula. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just like some of these people I see that live in these million-dollar homes and things. You know, where are you people working at? How are you making that kind of money, you know?
They're the idiots that represent us in D.C. and
amen, Paula. They represent. They supposedly represent us.
Yep, they represent their sick and greedy selves.
Right. What was that, Paula? About the trigger treaters?
Oh. I was going to watch it. Carrie just posted it. I guess it's a video from Channel 6, and Carrie and the girls are in the video, apparently. So I just thought you might want to watch it later and see my granddaughters. I can't watch it while we're on the air because you'll be able to hear it.
Wow. Well, honey, you didn't have to share my post. Towards grandparents also, this woman, she said, towards grandparents also, must read, some people don't seem to care about what this does to their own kid. It's so selfish and disgusting. It is not good parenting. A child in the midst of brainwashing campaign is learning more than just to despise and think negatively of a parent. Here she is being taught how to hate in general. If a child is taught to hate or have contempt of his or own parent, they're starting to pay attention to the negative aspects rather than the positive. The child won't notice the good traits or actions of the other parent, but focuses instead on anything that can be framed in bad light. This is fueled and encouraged by alienating parent because they do not want to hear the child talk about anything positive about the ex. Teaching a child to hate is also teaching them how to be a negative person in general, and this takes years of therapy to eventually overcome, if it can be overcome at all. If a child is taught to despise a parent over perceived personality or parenting flaws due to hostile ex brainwashing, this outward hostility doesn't stop there. It also moves towards other people the brainwashing parent can't find, due mostly to jealousy of fear. The best example is the targeting parent's extended family. Not only is the targeted family badmouthed and maligned, but in most cases are his or her relatives and thus the child too. Enlisted in the demonization of the ex and the ex's family also are any other children the brainwasher might have from another marriage or relationship. The lies never get hoisted only onto the ex's child or children. They spread like manure, spreader to every other member of the family tree. But it doesn't stop here. Most brainwashing parents are very insecure people. They dish out their feelings and disgust towards a lot of people in their lives. And who picks up these feelings? The child who has to listen to it. The only children who can raise above the bad-mouthing are teenagers who are harder to convince, especially over people they have known their entire life. Over many months and years, a child can't help but share the brainwashing parents' beliefs and contempt. It's hatred that's being taught to the child and instilled in the very cone. And this isn't severe child abuse. You can think of this indoctrinating as a hate boot camp. What happens next over time is these children see other people, not yet the parent they've been taught is bad through the abusive eyes. Labels are quickly thrown on people, and if the parent is a narcissist, view is on narcissist parents, watch out. Their kids will also absorb many of their toxic traits. Don't underestimate how closely our actions as parents are watched and eventually mimicked by our kids. If you tend to yell, they yell. If you beat them with a belt, they'll lash out physically at others as well. If you lie a lot, don't expect them to be amazing little truth tellers. So it doesn't take much effort for a parent who's hating an ex-wife or ex-husband to get his or her children, young child, to join fully on a hatred bandwagon. Kids develop into adults through a combination of their own inherent nature of DNA and nurturing parenting. But when they have been marinating in false feelings of hatred for a decade or more, it's extremely difficult to reverse, even for an experienced therapist. The damage to their psyche is tremendous, and the perpetrators of this abuse is committing an evil act. Teaching a child to hate is child abuse, and the only remedy for these young and innocent victims is to remove them from the abusive home. Unfortunately, this is a major uphill battle to undertake, and family courts, CPS, and child therapists don't understand this form of abuse. They don't understand it. What about it, Paul?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Like Christina called me today, and since Glenn's house has got mold infested and they cannot do Thanksgiving dinner this year, Christina called me because Daniel's coming in and would I want to go, you know, have it. She don't want to do two, one with me and then one with Glenn, you know. So I got to suck it up and be nice to have an enjoyable time with my children at Thanksgiving, even if I got to deal with the ex and his wife.
Oh, no, Paula.
But
oh, my.
I just need that. There ain't no sense in Christina cooking too.
Well, that's true.
Saying,
that is true. That
and
is
I have
true,
no
Paula.
Soap. I can't cook it. I have no way to cook
no.
it. So,
right.
I mean, as long as I got me a good joint, I'll be good to go. But last night,
right.
They were not supposed to come to this play, and they ended up sitting right in front of me, which I was totally not prepared for. And they had their own little show going, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that was kind of hard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Michaela told him not to come because of what the show was. She didn't want her dad there. Well, he came anyways, you know, and they just made their own little scene, you know, and, yeah, that was hard to deal with because I wasn't prepared for it.
I had thought about watching that movie when you had talked about it, and then when I seen some of the actors, I was like, no, I don't think I want to see that movie, Paula.
No.
I don't think it would be my kind of a movie.
No, it ain't mine neither. And they had the movie showing, and then they acted it out. And the actors did an awesome job of portraying the characters in the film, okay? But that is
right.
Not my kind of atmosphere. There was like 800 people there last night. Most of them was college students, and they were all dressed out, you know, dressed to play the part because the audience participates, okay? It was a very wild night, needless to say. But, you know, I told Michaela, I said, y'all did awesome, but it sucked. I don't like it. But y'all did awesome, you know. But that's just not my kind of – I didn't like it. But the acting was great, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
But it's apparently they do this all over the United States on Halloween night showing this, and it's, you know, the bigger cities, it's even really bigger.
Wow. Sorry. All right, come on, Frost. I need to. We need the frost to hit. I'll just be honest with you. Seems like to me the more it's staying warmer, the more congested and stopped up I'm getting with the sinuses and the allergies and the drainage.
I've seen the dust.
Well, we've got a lot of dust because we've not had any rain. That's been our major thing. We've really not had any rain, and the dust has been horrible this year.
Right. And when the wind blows, it blows. But I feel like this over winter. I'm not ready for cold weather. I'm just not ready for it.
I had read something it was supposed to be really, really bad here this winter.
It's going to be what it's going to be, you know. Whatever God decides he wants us to have, and man likes to try to play with Mother Nature and create their own little havoc.
Right. You just never know, buddy. We just never know. I mean, the weather is one very hard thing to predict. You just never know.
Got to go with the flow one day at a time. Sweet Jesus.
Absolutely, Paula. I'll tell you, this year just seems like to me it's just flu.
I'm not ready for it.
Summer was here and gone in no time.
Right. I'm just grateful today I could actually get out of bed. Yesterday, I didn't get out of bed till like an hour and a half before Sam was supposed to pick me up, and I did not feel like going and doing that last night. I was in so much pain and so dizzy. My head was, I couldn't get my blood pressure to come down.
Right.
But we will do it for our children. Even if it was a sleazy movie, I mean, I had to go because Michaela was in it, and she did an awesome job. They all did. You know, I just hope next time there will be more substance to the play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I got my 5. I am ready for 4:20.
All right. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doyle Town, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, Paula.
Bye, bye, bye.
They're getting off of work, I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, what a badass song that is. Thank you, Don Miller out of Dulltown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We appreciate all you folks out there.
Yes, and I love my DVD that he autographed and sent me, because I can have 420 anytime I want.
Absolutely, Paula.
With the song.
Yep, I agree. So, wow, Paula, you have been busy raking, ain't you?
Yeah, and Shahiro keeps the want to eat the rake, and she keeps the want to jump in the piles, but that's okay. And then the pears are dropping out of the trees, and one almost hit me on the head.
Oh, Lord.
So I've been eating seed. I still got pears. That's good.
Right. Well, that is good. I'd say as warm as it's been, hell, most people could still have maters if they hadn't pulled the maters up out of the garden.
Yeah, they kept them watered. I got two cantaloupe. If they'll just ripen, you know, they're not very big, but if they just come on and ripen. I got roses.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I found roses.
No, no, no.
Yesterday.
Roses?
Yeah, I found roses blooming yesterday or day before yesterday.
Oh, wow. Bishop Bullwinkle, hail to the no, no, no. He says 4 hours ago he's headed to Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee, $10. November the 26th. Okay, so, well, it ain't going to. I guess he's going to be there November the 26th. Not right now, the way I took it. He was talking about right now, but no, it's November the 26th. Hell to the no, no, no. We're going to be in Memphis, Tennessee. Pretty cool.
I'm content right here on my little spot. Just staying here with my critters and nature and God and Mary Jane, of course.
I have another birthday, Ellen Shepherd. I forgot about little Miss Ellen. She's not on Facebook because she has polio and things, and she's been paralyzed all her life and things. But her sister, my other cousin, did post a picture of her and things. So happy birthday, Ellen.
Yes, happy Hemby birthday.
Today makes our, 783 episodes. 783 episodes today of the Gatewood Legacy Radio.
You go, girl.
We've been booming. Booming. All righty. I think I'm going to close this on out because I've got some things to do. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula, for being with us as always. And I love you with all my heart.
I love you.
Try to enjoy the rest of
the moon and back 420 times.
You try to enjoy the rest of the evening. God bless you people. Love you. And I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. I love you too. Puff, puff, fast.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.